This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Ben Fahn is from the D.C. area, but it never quite felt like home. Perhaps that's how Ben wound up living in his van and searching for a clean start and a place to lay down roots. Like many wanderers, he found Asheville. Ben also became reacquainted with an old love, music. Ben recently raised almost $12,000 on a Kickstarter to produce his latest album, Fear is the Teacher. Guitarist and singer-songwriter Ben Fahn joins me in the studio now. Ben, welcome. Good to have you here.
Hey, Frank. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you. We're also, you can watch this performance on Facebook. We're streaming live now. Take us back to those days that you were living in a van. Where were you?
So I started out in Northern California and then came over to the East Coast, was just driving around, and I distinctly remember when I first came to Asheville, we parked it in Montford, which is this little neighborhood north of downtown. It's actually where I parked today to come here. And, you know, it was the start of me kind of assimilating back into civilization and becoming an adult.
How uncivilized and childish were you?
Man, you don't want to know.
Oh, but I do. A little bit. Give us a sense, because you grew up in the D.C. area.
That's sure.
A happening kind of a place. Lots of possibilities and opportunities, but apparently not jiving with you.
Sure. I did have a great childhood with a lot of opportunities. I guess I really just wanted to live outside of society, so I was backpacking around and ended up living way out in Northern California, just really remote, very isolated from society. You know, I wasn't reading the news or didn't have Facebook, and I just really was looking for this alternative existence. And
I mean, that can be pretty healthy. It seems to me that can purge a lot of stuff and bring you to nice moments. But it sounds like you had to do your descent into hell in that period.
Sure. I don't regret, I guess, any of these experiences, but I'm happy now.
What was it like in Asheville? What was that moment when you got here? Did something grab you right away, or did it take time to grow on you?
It took time to grow.
Yeah.
I intentionally wanted to put down roots and have a home base, a community, and I remember kind of after the first year or two realizing that I had gotten that, you know. There wasn't a blinding flash. It was just all of a sudden I realized that I was home.
Yeah, over there. Well, let's hear. Can we hear a song right now, and we'll talk more?
Sure. This is a brand new tune. It's called Under the Stairs.
We smoke under the stairs. Oh, Mom and Dad, we're sleeping. We burn away our cares. Light 'em up. Didn't know how far we'd go. We keep the fire burning. I'd spray all of my clothes. Keep a secret. My flesh and blood, my skin and bones. I hope you know you're not alone. My recent pulse, my shaking hands. I hope you know I understand. I understand. But you're half a world away, with my blood inside your veins. Don't have the words to say. Won't tell you. My flesh and blood, my skin and bones. I hope you know you're not alone. My recent pulse, my shaking hands. And I hope you know I understand. I understand. The apples, they were green. The fire, it was red. How many times did we think we'd be better off dead? The apples, they were green. The blood rushed to my head. How many times did we think we'd be better off dead? I never could forget the history we share. And I hope before we're dead, you'll meet me, meet me, meet me. My flesh and blood, my skin and bones. I hope you know you're not alone. my racing pulse, my shaking hands. I hope you know, I understand, I understand.
Asheville-based singer-songwriter and guitarist Ben Fahn, song Under the Stairs. His latest album is called Fear is the Teacher. You talked about being, you know, in a van, traveling the country up in Northern California, off the grid, finding Asheville. While you were traveling on your journey, were you playing music? Was music part of your life then?
Honestly, not really. Yeah. You know, a few points there'd be a piano in some bar I was at, and I'd sit down and mess around, but it really wasn't. You know, I didn't start writing songs until I hiked the Pacific Crest Trail, which was actually after I came to Asheville and then left again to go hike.
Well, talk about that experience. I want to talk a little bit more about your relationship with music, but thinking about that, sort of on the road, not quite knowing where you're going in Northern California in that first trip, right? Mm-hmm. And then you find Asheville, and then you go back out, kind of on the same sort of a thing, off the grid, there you go. Was
sure.
that a fundamentally different experience for you being on the Pacific Crest Trail?
It was very different. Yeah. I was in a totally different mindset, you know. Even though I was similarly getting outside of society, I wasn't looking to isolate, you know, I was looking to connect. And so I met a lot of amazing people, and it's funny, I wrote one song, and I played it for a friend in a hotel room, and her response was, "That sounds like a real song." And that was the moment I thought, well, maybe I could write real songs.
But you got a nickname on the trail, right?
I did have a nickname. You read my book. Yeah, I was Shredder.
We did a little bit of research. We take some time.
Even
the music is great. Shredded is and because you were playing a little bit on the trail. I mean, the point was you were making.
I carried a mini guitar with me, a Gitalele, the whole way.
Beautiful. Will you play another song for us now?
Sure will. This is called Another Junkie Down.
She found him on the bathroom floor, a needle in his arm. We tried, we have failed to keep her man from harm. Newspapers say there ain't a problem in this town, just another junkie down, just another junkie down. And those who loved him can't believe a man like that could fall. He made us laugh, he made us cry, listen to us all. But the newspapers say there ain't a problem in this town, just another junkie down, just another junkie down. Cops say, boys, let's lock them up, make those scumbags pay. We don't care, they got no love, no tools to make their way. 'Cause the newspapers say there ain't a problem in this town, it's just another junkie down, just another junkie down. We fought a war against ourselves, against the fear we feel. It could be you, it could be me, without the tools to heal. And the people say, there's been enough death in this town, don't let another good man down, don't let another good man down. People say there's been enough death in this town. There's been enough death in this town. There's been enough death in this town. Don't let another your good man down. Don't let another your good man down.
Another Junkie Down, the name of that song. Asheville-based singer, songwriter, and guitarist Ben Fahn with us live in the studios of Blue Ridge Public Radio. You can also watch this performance live on our Facebook page. His latest album is called Fear is the Teacher. You think about the lyrics of that song, the content of that song, and the way that we're, on the one hand, self-medicating to deal with some of the issues that you wisely took yourself off the grid, right? I mean, there's this way in which it's too much, and there's a lot of ways that we're handling the too muchness of it all. One is to self-medicate, the other is to detach. You've had the experience of pulling back and then re-entering, right? And then you write a song like that, a deep reflection on people in that condition. What's your sense in coming back kind of where we are in this moment and how you can stay attached and connected and not feel the need to either run away or medicate that in that destructive way?
Sure. That was really well said. I think for me, it's about finding balance. You know, I need to make sure I'm feeding myself and taking care of myself and turning off the phone and, you know, not checking Facebook. But then, you know, if we want the world to change, I think we have to be a part of it, you know. And I think I've found a good balance here of being a part of society, you know, while still taking care of myself and not being too caught up in it.
Yeah, but interestingly enough, it's not about consuming something. There's not a pill or even a great folk song or a great singer-songwriter song like that that's going to transform you. It could lead the way. It could point the way. But ultimately, it seems to me, from your experience anyway, the transformation happens by simply going, running toward the gunfire.
It's a great comment, and actually where I'm at right now is coming back to just falling in love with the process of songwriting again, because I've worked really hard the past couple of years to put myself out there and make a living, and I do make a living, and I'm actually kind of pulling back right now and asking myself, what's authentic for me now? What kind of songs do I want to write now? And, you know, when you're constantly entertaining and performing, it can be hard to find that space. So I found that I've needed to pull back a little bit and just focus on the writing and enjoying the process.
It's interesting that you can get yourself, forgive me for interrupting, I'm very sorry, but you had that moment where it was here, where you had your first performance, right? And it surprised you a little bit, where you sold out a house, right?
Yes, it was very surprising. I was just inviting all my friends and everybody I knew, and Sam Katz from the Altamont, great guy, the old Altamont Theater downtown, which has since shut down. You know, he took a chance on me, and I said, I'm going to do my best. You know, I think I can get 50 people out there, and we ended up selling it out with 150. That was my first ticketed show ever, and that's kind of where things started for me.
And you built a reputation, and you did. You raised $12,000 on Kickstarter. You put out this new album, Fear is the Teacher. So it is fascinating to me that you would, you know, after having worked that hard and feeling the right, that bite of success, the sweetness of that success, to recognize that, I'm getting sucked under again. I got to walk away for a minute.
Yes, it's not an easy realization.
Wow. Yeah, was it hard? Did you tell yourself to shut up and go away? I want to keep making money here.
Yeah, I tell you what, this summer I was almost at the point of being ready to quit. I mean, I actually had decided to quit and was going to look for a different career. I was just so burned out. I felt like I was entertaining, you know. As artists, you know, we can't always do the kind of shows that we want. I'm sure, you know, you know that. And so a lot of the gigs that pay the bills end up being kind of more entertainment type gigs. Yeah. And I'm versatile, which is, I'm glad I'm able to do that. But at the end of the day, you know, if I'm running around playing weddings and corporate parties at the Grove Park, even if I'm making a lot of money, there's no meaning in that to me. And so right now where I'm at is taking a step back and saying, you know, I have to be an artist first and foremost. If I'm not an artist, then being an entertainer, making money, none of that means anything. And all the tedious tasks to get you to that point are meaningless. And so I think I'm reclaiming my artistic integrity. And it's been a confusing process, and I'm not making as much money this month, and I'm not playing out as much, and I'm not promoting. But I find that, you know, it's the process, like you mentioned earlier, it's the process that really gets us where we want to be. It's not the results or the rewards or the money or anything like that. And It's hard.
Really great. Glad you didn't quit.
Thanks.
You know, we will be with you and hold you in the light as you go through this. And
thank
we
you,
can't
sir.
Wait for the next album and for the time you come through and to hear the result of all of that. We've been listening to Asheville-based singer, songwriter, and guitarist Ben Fahn. His album is called Fear is the Teacher. You can find out more at our website, stateofthings.org. We're on Facebook right now, even though we kind of trashed it a little bit a second ago. But you have our permission to watch the rest of this performance. State of Things, produced by Anita Brow. Laura Pelliser, Dana Terry, Amanda Magnus, and Robin Copley, our technical director, Lee Wiltshire, and Dick Cole helped out today. Special thanks to Blue Ridge Public Radio, the staff, Barbara Sayer, also David Feingold, our general manager, Matt Bush, the news director, and everybody here in Asheville. Always so great to come up here. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio, and once again, the music of Ben Fahn. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you.
I know that there's a part of you you hate. You cover it and hide it from your face. It's okay. It's okay. I know you've done some things that you regret. I know there's some that haven't happened yet. It's okay. It's okay. And I'll sit here all night till the sun's shining through. Show you my color. Black and the blue, and I will love the darkest parts of you. I will love the darkest parts of you. In a sense, we lose our innocence, speak in present, past, and future tense. What do we say? What do we say? See, I have breathed in poison to my lungs, burned my lips and cut away my tongue. It's okay.